Barnaby Rudge by Charles Dickens. Read by Richard Pascoe. In the year 1775, there stood upon the borders of Epping Forest, about 12 miles from London, a house of public entertainment called the Maypole, which fact was demonstrated to all such travellers as could neither read nor write by the emblem reared on the roadside over against the house, which, if not of those goodly proportions that maypoles were wont to present in olden times, was a fair young ash, 30 feet in height. The Maypole was an old building, with more gable ends than a lazy man would care to count on a sunny day. Its windows were old diamond-paned lattices, its floors were sunken and uneven, its ceilings blackened by the hand of time and heavy with massive beams. Over the doorway was an ancient porch, quaintly and grotesquely carved, and here on summer evenings the more favoured customers smoked and drank, reposing on 2 grim-looking high-backed settles. With its overhanging stories, drowsy little panes of glass, and front bulging out and projecting over the pathway, the old house looked as if it were nodding in its sleep. And in the summer or autumn evenings, when the glow of the setting sun fell upon the oak and chestnut trees of the adjacent forest, the old house, partaking of its lustre, seemed their fit companion, and to have many good years of life in him yet. The evening with which we have to do was the twilight of a day in March, when the wind howled dismally, and driving the rain against the windows of the Maypole Inn, gave such of its frequenters as chanced to be there an undeniable reason for prolonging their stay, and caused the landlord to prophesy that the night...